Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton, the SDR Show. This week, a big one. Why, A, we are back in studio. B, Big J is back. Hi,
hey,
buddy.
Hi.
Colin Terrell, Harley Dean, and we do the MILF contest. We bring in three beautiful young ladies.
Aw.
And we have a contest. And I will say this, it's a longer episode than usual because we were having fun.
Yeah. You wanted to be out, though. It's a longer episode than usual because, I mean, Harley Dean may have talked 95% of the entire time.
I think 80% is fair.
We did a show around her.
Yeah, but she's hot. And we do the show live every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Use the code SDR, get 20% off the entire network. And you could have heard this 5 days earlier, commercial-free at gasdigitalnetwork.com, or just listen anywhere you want, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube.
Yo, are you going to smack to her shit?
I'm going to look her up for sure.
I'm going to smack to her shit.
She's fucking
sexy. I'm at least going to start smacking to her shit.
I'm going to try and make something happen because I think I could put up with it for a night.
Dude, you are... I don't know what the fuck
you're saying this. She calls you up right now and says, I want to come over and fuck you and Christine. You're going to say, no, I don't have time
tonight?
To listen to... No, not tonight, but in general. I don't have time to listen to your long-winded nonsense. You wouldn't do... You're lying to yourself.
How many shots did she come over on?
You're lying to yourself. That's all I'm saying.
Fuck
you're lying
Ralph.
To yourself.
Fuck you, Ralph.
And to our listeners.
I don't like when you get like this.
All right. Let's do it right now. The MILF episode of the SDR Show. Oh, Colin Terrell. Did I say Colin Terrell? He was fucking awesome on the show.
Fat little shit boy.
All right. Let's get into it. It's the SDR Show.
This is the intro to the shit show.
Oh, shit balls. I love being back in the studio. It feels so nice to be back in the goddamn studios. I am Ralph Sutton. We're already drinking. It is the SDR Show. Big J, just so you know, for the people that are watching live, Big J is now a very important person. He lives on the Upper West Side, and now he is driving
Hell's
here.
Kitchen.
It's a beautiful place. I was just there for bagels and lox the
it's
other
beautiful
day.
Place. They opened the basketball courts up, too, which is pretty dope.
His gym, by the way, has not only a workout room, but like a separate Peloton room and a basketball court. But the negative is that you got to travel all the way down here, and you spend 45 minutes looking for a parking space.
Yeah, I think I'll just Uber.
I think you should Uber from now on.
That's just the easiest thing.
I was surprised you drove.
We'll throw it in the budget.
That's me. We put Shannon.
You don't have a Tesla?
No.
Tesla?
No, Ford Explorer.
You didn't drive yourself here?
I'm getting that Cherokee L, dude. Grand Cherokee L.
I haven't had a car in 20 years.
Yeah, you're a child.
Oh, you're such a New Yorker.
Yeah, I'm such a New Yorker.
Can you drive?
I can, but it does feel awkward now to drive. Yeah, I drive in Miami. And I feel awkward.
What kind of car do you get, you giant fucking Dodge Neon?
I have to get whatever I could fit in. Usually I had the stupid, what's that super ugly boxy car that, oh shit.
G-Wagon?
Smart car? Rover?
It's a Honda boxy thing.
With the Pilot?
A Honda boxy thing?
Oh, the Pilot.
I can't think of the name of it. The Honda Element.
Ugh.
It's so ugly, but I can fit in it. I can fit in it.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I literally went on a lot. That had all these different.
You should get a car.
I'm never going to drive it. I sat in different cars to see what I could fit in, and the only thing I fit in.
You can go. You can go more than 5 miles out of your home's radius once in a while.
But I don't ever. There it is. That's that ugly car. I had that exact ugly car, except it was gray.
So you tried a bunch of couple.
Bring up that Grand Cherokee L though.
You tried a bunch of cars, like some sort of.
I went to a used car lot.
Big weird Goldilocks.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking about. Like the bed.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's what I'm getting. Right, this one's too.
Not in that color.
This one can fit my giant body.
You can fit your body in that one, Ralph.
Oh, that one looks sexy. That's a sexy car, Jay.
That is a sexy car.
Show the insides to the bomb. That's a sexy car.
Are you doing it decked out? Like, what are you doing inside?
Yeah, just lease it.
That's your car?
That's what I did. No, that's what I'm getting. I have an Explorer now, and I'm taking that back.
That's is it? So they're leased. They do leases.
Yeah, there's 3-year lease.
Oh, is great. Whoa, look at Jay fucking styling.
That's you hanging out in the desert?
That's me in the desert.
Just doing peyote?
Is your inside going to look like that? With
get
the
very
tan?
Close, then. I'm sorry.
No, it's more like the electronic shit that I love in there. The fucking.
It's like a
stereo.
Tron car.
Big stereo is a big thing for me. They've actually. They've been annoyed with me in places when I go in and how much I care about the stereo. And they're well, it's the basic stereo, but, like, you know, it's got this and that. And the other thing, I go, ah, dude, I'm going to want to thump that shit.
Yeah, see, by the way, so you and Christine picked me up to go for bagels to your place, like 2-3 weeks ago. And I really realized, because you were blasting music, and I did not want to be there, because I'm such an old man.
Dude.
And I'm in the back, I'm like, fuck, this is so loud, but I know it's making him so happy right now, so I just shut my mouth.
Dude. That's true love.
Come on, dude. What was I thumping?
I don't know. I was like, I'm so, you know, especially after DJing for so long, whatever. I don't like to fucking hear loud music. I'm such an old man. And I was like, I can't say. It's just making him so fucking happy because it sounded great.
What are you fucked to?
Not blasting music.
You're gay.
Silence.
I listen to news podcasts while I'm fucking. It's
your own fucking noises.
I told you, we talked about this on the bonfire. I have my fuck songs playlist. We've talked about
that's
that.
Right, but you have it so low.
I think I need to check this playlist.
My fuck songs playlist?
Yeah.
It's a fine playlist, but it's like if it's low. Dude,
it's
it
not low.
Low.
No, not going to be low, but it was so loud in your car. It was so loud. I'm just old. I can't take it anymore.
Have you ever had your ears done, gentleman. Like tubes or anything like that?
I did.
I think
I need it again, actually.
What does that even mean?
I'm kind of going through the same thing. Like,
my ear closes
I'm distorted,
up.
Yeah.
My ear closes, and it gets staticky when things are loud. It sucks.
I always have to go, I have to like pop my ears or something.
Constantly.
Oh, yeah.
But I never heard this term in my life. What does it mean, tubes? What does that mean?
You get
tubes.
They actually put like a little slice in your eardrum and put it to relieve the pressure.
Yeah.
If I fly, it's excruciating pain when I land.
I mean, that sounds horrible. Maybe lower the fucking music once in a while.
Yeah. Nothing to do with music, dude. Nothing to do with music.
Stay out of the strip clubs. Yeah. Stay out of the fucking strip clubs. Abort the strip clubs.
You're going to listen to me. How do you hear let things fucking hit you in the chest if you don't listen loud?
I don't do it. Even like, you know,
you're a feeler. You like
all my life of working in music, like in clubs and whatever, I would keep earplugs in. Always.
What music did you play at clubs? I feel like you were like fucking chic.
Did you create the earpods?
I was a nightclub promoter for a long time.
I miss you.
Yeah.
Like the desert.
I don't know this.
Rhythm,
I was still
rhythm
swimming.
Is
okay,
a dancer.
It's a song.
Well, that's Ralph's 55 years older than you. Just for the record, Ralph's 55 years older.
55 exactly. So to the day.
Is it your birthday?
No, I am 51, but my birthday's New Year's Eve. I'll be 52. I'm fucking old.
Have you ever had a leap year?
I don't know what that means.
What that
I've
is?
Experienced leap years. Is that what you're asking?
What?
Ralph, you ever been a part of a leap year before?
Have
you lived
through
it?
Have you had a Wednesday in your life?
How about an eclipse?
Don't
9:30 a.m. How many 9:30 a.m.s have you had?
I'm not getting philosophical here, okay?
What?
Like, I think
Ralph, you ever drink water?
Never. Never.
I'm taking a survey.
Tonight's the first one.
How many sunrises have you seen?
Oh, my God. Let's go talk in my car, okay?
So what do you mean by that? Yeah, you probably
did you drive here?
No. So, leap year, from my understanding, what I know about it is like, so you have like 1 year and then it leaps a year. So it's like 12 years.
Well, that's what a leap year would be. But
no shit.
A leap year. I'm assuming you mean
you're only 4 years old, Ralph, is what we're getting.
I know. Assuming she means that like
a
year
thing,
that
I
where
swear.
You feel about a year by you leaped a year.
Like quantum leap.
Like missing
something,
a year. But I think the regular leap year means the extra day once every 4 years.
Yeah.
That's not what you mean. Oh, my God.
Is that mind fucked?
talking about losing a year.
Losing a year. That's what I think she means.
Yes.
Because I'm so old, she thinks that maybe my brain doesn't work.
Maybe you're a Manchurian candidate.
Yeah.
Old is when you have to get like the tennis balls in your walker. That's old.
Remember you forgot 2013 because you killed Osama bin Laden.
Are you talking about my leap year?
Yeah, your leap year.
Oh, my God, you guys.
When you were a tactical agent for the CIA.
Special ops, what is that? Special ops.
They read a list of names and it got me triggered to go start killing people.
Yeah, a series of words that triggers you and you must kill Osama bin Laden.
You look like Frankenstein.
I'd be coming a mile away. I would not be a good secret agent. When did you start wearing the mala bead thing? Is that new, this one?
What's a mala bead?
Oh, yeah, no, this guy, I gotta look up this thing and plug him. It's a fan. He fucking makes these, like, from hand, and he like made this one for me. So
we
yeah.
get it. You're Jewish.
That's a Jew thing.
I'm just trying to let people know in Hollywood now. My last name does not reflect it. I'm like, why are they passing me over?
Let's do this quickly, Jay. Let's run around the room, do intros, and what's happening tonight.
Please.
To my immediate right, she is going to be one of our judges tonight. She works in the adult entertainment industry. The beautiful Haley Dean. Thank you so much for joining
wait,
us.
Wait. What did you just?
Harley Dean.
Oh. Shit, dude.
Listen.
I've already had two drinks.
We're gonna have a talk.
Hey, you asked about a leap year.
What'd you say first?
I think I said Haley Dean.
Haley, that's kind of hot. That'd be cute. That's like dainty. Oh,
yeah.
Haley. It was the whole leap year thing. You threw me off.
Yeah. It was with an IE and you dot the I with
you need
a heart.
To... Ooh,
do you live in New York?
No, I'm in Cali.
Oh, okay. Visiting.
Wow.
Fair enough.
So now,
up.
Column,
what's up?
We were going to have you on the show a few times, and we kept having to reschedule. So we thank you so much for coming and being a judge tonight.
Thank you. Yeah.
You didn't even.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Was there going to be naked chicks in here?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, it was funny.
Thank you for guys taking time out of your schedule. Yeah, well, I don't know what you were doing. I don't know what you were doing tonight, but.
Yeah.
Some dude came in.
I thought this was about music. And
Shannon, who came in earlier? That was like, what the fuck is going on here?
It's Danny Polishchuk.
Yeah, he just comes and goes, what the fuck is on this SDR, man? This is how this SDR. Fucking shit happens, man. This is how we roll.
What happens when you're rock
stars, I don't like how many times you said man in that. You go, he goes, just whatever,
look, man.
I'm
trying to be cool, man.
Just showing a little bit of pussy and tits, man.
Fucking leap your titties, man. Leap your titties. All right, so now.
You're going to have to tie-dye that thing.
This?
Yeah.
It's fucking hot as shit, too.
Ralph's going to be the dude.
You're wearing fucking Malibu, man. You can't tell me about this.
Stop calling them Mala Beach.
What are they?
What do you call
it's,
them?
It's honestly fucking jerk offier than me wearing them is you keep calling them Mala Beads. It's like rosary shit. The guy makes
rosary.
Oh,
beads.
Rosary. What the fuck do I know?
I'm Catholic. I know all about it.
But it's a Jewish star, so it's kind of funny also.
I get that now. Now I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I forgot that that's rosary. That's I'm so not Jewy.
I don't know my fucking Maka Haka Waka. Tell us how you know about the Mala Beads. Tell me about the trip to Ibiza where you learned about these beads.
No, I only know Mala Beads because of Marcus. He wears Mala Beads all the time.
Who's Marcus?
The guy from Juice Press, you know. Good.
I've never met him.
You've never met him? That's
no.
weird. I thought you met him. The guy who started Juice Press.
Malabead fella?
Malabead man. You know him. He's known as Malabead man.
Oh. I do know him then.
That one
also,
guy,
by the way,
know.
One last thing. This thing keeps dropping.
Fucking limp Mike Ralph.
Wow. I may switch to this
55.
One.
55.
It doesn't matter, baby.
51.
It don't matter, baby.
It's
everything's
working.
Going cool,
get it
man.
In somehow, baby.
We just doing a show,
come on,
man.
The amount of emails I get that people think that you secretly quit the show because you missed a week, it drives me crazy. So Jay is not quitting the show. If you want to quit, man.
It may, I mean, I wouldn't do it secretly.
I know. That's the other thing. People think that you really hate me.
No.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you're on thin ice. I can smoke cigarettes in here, right?
No.
I'm joking.
I know you're joking.
I'll join in that one. Okay.
I can smoke cigarettes here, right? I mean, you don't want me to quit the show, do you? What would happen?
Especially because... the last time we were live in studio was the night that you thought it was rigged.
It was.
Right? Shannon rigged it.
Yeah. No, you and Shannon plot against me because you guys are having a sexual affair.
We've been having one secretly with Ani.
Don't you dare say that about my Ani. She's an angel. Don't you say that.
She's the one who suggested it, by the way.
She's a sweet angel.
We didn't even want to do it. She pushed so hard.
Don't you judge her by her prominent nips tonight.
She worked Shannon first. Once she got Shannon on board, it was easy.
Oh, my Lord. You're starting a fucking NXIVM cult, dude.
Nice.
You're going to be people playing fucking stupid sports in the middle of the night like that asshole.
The gas.
You guys want to come over and play field hockey?
You got that gas digital crest.
Burnt on their brand everyone.
Yeah, but it's burnt on the back of their ass.
I like it. We had a metal thing like that. We should bring that out there. So he wants to
bring in branding into
that's
it.
That's a good idea. I like the way you think.
Some intern branding.
So what we're going to do tonight is this. We are doing the first, maybe annual, SDR MILF contest.
MILF experience woman.
We are all judges. I'm going to let Shannon.
Maybe annual because where it could go terribly or something.
I mean,
well, just
annual
we've
right
had
after
a lot of ideas that
dick.
Never pan out to more than just once.
Can I tell you what would frustrate me? There's a talent portion of this, right?
Yes, there's a talent. Before you say a word, let Shannon explain. And by the way, as I can tell everyone, this happened for 2 weeks straight.
I'm sorry, Shannon. I did not mean to not hear you. I want you to know that I do hear you.
Give it up
for
Shannon.
And I'm ready to accept what you
Shannon,
have to say.
MILF of the year, Shannon.
Shannon, I hear you.
Shannon.
Understand that I hear and I understand you and I hear you.
You may hear him. But or he may hear you rather, but he does never. He never once responds.
I'm getting woke.
He never responds to any of
Ralph, please stop mansplaining to her. Shannon, the floor is yours.
And Shannon, how many times did Jay respond?
Here you go again. You're doing it again. You're booing her. Shannon, please take your time with it. Stretch it as long as you need to. Okay, because it's your world, boo.
Thank you, young lady.
Thanks, Jay. Okay,
I hear you.
So there are four rounds to the MILF contest. The first round, which is how you're going to meet each of the ladies, is going to be the swimsuit competition. So they'll all three ladies will be entering in their swimsuits. You guys all have numbers 1 to 5 in front of you, so you'll rate each lady.
I'm going
to
make the girl rate first
to their face, like
you
right
said
to their
it,
face.
Sister.
I mean, I guess you can do it.
Is
when
this
they
like
meet
a secret
room.
Vote or like right?
No,
to their
you're
going to
hold it up so I can keep track of the numbers.
Right to their old fucking face.
Right to their stupid fucking
right to their fertile
face.
Their dumb motherly face.
I'm so bad at something like this, like seeing someone's face.
Well, I think we can let her do it first.
Dude, we did on the bonfire this week.
Listen,
we did,
I'll take the lead. You girls follow. Okay.
We did a thing.
Assume the position.
We did a thing on bonfire for Mother's Day. We said, send pictures of your mom and we'll do smash or trash.
How'd you do that when Mother's Day is on Sunday?
Well, we're doing it leading up to it. We don't do live radio on Sundays. We just smash or trash.
Wow, that seemed a little
And
wow.
by the way,
that was detective.
How easy it was. Jesus. We work 7 days a week.
It just sounded harsh to me. I don't know.
But I
she came in hard.
But we just smash or trash the moms and it was all fun until a picture comes up that you're like, definitely wouldn't smash. And you just got to look at someone. It's like a picture of their lovely mom. They sent of their mom and you go... trash. Oh man. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry I won't fuck your mom, dude.
I'm not a motherfucker.
God damn it.
She looks lovely, but no.
So trash. Shannon, she's trash.
After Colin breaks these girls' hearts with this swimsuit round, what's the next round?
The second round is discipline. So they'll pick either Ralph, Jay, or Colm and pretend like you're their baby and you just did something bad, and they're going to show how they would discipline their baby.
Fair enough. God, I hope they do Colm.
That's right.
Just so you know, I'm an undiagnosed fucking ADD kid in this scenario, and I'm going to be real difficult. Just so you know, like she's going to have to take me out of here like by my arm and fucking wear where other parents are worried.
You're going to make a scene. This is going to be a real scene.
I'm going to make a fucking scene.
A little bitch.
I might piss.
Asperger's.
I'm going to fucking piss.
Hold on, let me get a cup. I'll fucking sell
if
that
you
shit.
Piss,
I'm going to start confessing things.
If you piss, I will
Mommy
be so
has funny. Sex in front of me. Shut the fuck up. We're in a mall, God damn it.
The third round is...
This Mall of America, or... Sorry. There's a badass mall here. In New
here?
Jersey? Yeah.
In New Jersey?
In New Jersey, there's the...
Nah.
Yeah, no, that one is like...
Newport Mall.
Yeah, what is
that?
About
the one that's in Giant Stadium?
American Dream.
Isn't that like the,
American
yeah,
Dream.
The Giant Stadium one. That's
it
a crazy...
It ain't open yet.
No, it is open.
There's
is it
an
open
amusement
finally?
Park. There's an oh, right. ice skating yeah. rink.
There's a,
ro- there's
a fucking roller
coaster. I was on it.
There's supposed to be a... There's supposed to be a...
How about we all get super
club.
Fucked up and have like an adult trip there?
It's the same fucking people awesome. as the Mall of America and stuff.
Oh, wow. Yeah, same but thing. I mean, it's been
riddled with problems.
Did
you guys sign an NDA? Don't take my idea.
Yeah. That place has had so many problems. It was supposed to open like 5 years ago.
Well, whatever reason was, as there was supposed to be that comedy club, they didn't do it.
No, what the reason was, they went over fucking budget. Like at the end of the fucking day, everyone's in the circle.
Well, I didn't realize that, Harley, in your downtime, you worked for the city zoning.
You're so passionate about this.
No, I have a little bit of history.
Cali, so I know mall.
From what
no,
I understand,
go fuck yourselves. I have history in real estate. Okay.
From what I understand,
like, I'm the comptroller of New Rochelle.
And from what I understand, on all of her leap years, she's a financial planner.
Oh, yeah. These guys in New Brunswick are dragging their ass building this mall.
All right, Shannon. After the discipline,
The third round is comfort. So they will again choose a host and then act as if you've either been hurt or sad or crying and do their best to comfort you.
Is that right after Jay accidentally boom-boomed in his,
yes.
in his pull-ups?
Uh-huh.
Is it because I doo-dooed and everybody's laughing and pointing?
You should
call me and call me fat little shit boy.
Take it. Take it.
By the way, I'm working method right now.
I feel
bend
like you were
it.
Definitely called fat little
fat
shit boy.
Fat little shit boy.
Point. Well, have that's seen, too have you seen specific. That? That is way.
Are you looking at year one on my baseball card, dude?
Fat little shit boy is so funny.
That is way too specific.
Nah, dude, I'm just quick on the gun.
Don't call me that. Don't call that's my joke. Don't call me that.
God damn it. That really got me good, Jay. Thank you.
Can I smoke inside?
A couple of more of those.
A couple more of Zim Zams like that, buddy. I'm all over it.
The final round is the talent round. So it's completely up to them
what their talent
what
is.
Talent
okay, and now can I ask scoring?
Yeah, so each after each lady presents her turn for each round, mm-hmm. you guys will all give your numbers, and then I will tally them up, and then the winner at the end wins a cash prize, mm-hmm. a crown, mm-hmm. and a bouquet of flowers.
Oh, that's sweet.
That much. That much
can I say something?
Hold on. Yes, fat little shit boy. Go ahead.
Ralph, it still hurts when you say it. It's only funny when I say it.
I'm just not hearing about this crown.
Now you want to get in on the other side of this. Yes.
Can I say, just for the record, if pussy is shown at all, you've already started with a 3. Can't go lower than a 3.
Okay,
and
fair.
If there's bush, you may already start at a 4. It's yours to lose.
Just kidding. Never mind.
I don't know if it's on in there. Shannon, is it on in there? Okay,
I'm a fan of bush.
You may want to say it again clearer because
they're all talking.
I know there are a bunch of gabbing moms out there. Hey, lady, shut the fuck up for 5 seconds.
They don't hear anything.
And then what do? I like to make my own. I make my baby's food home because I don't trust all the chemicals.
It's the GMOs. It's the GMOs.
See, what happens is they tell your kids they're autistic, then they act autistic. You got to try to slap them normal.
I'm not getting my kids vaccinated. So 5 points at most for each round for each of us.
Right.
So 20 points total.
Bartender yes. Ralph, could you freshen me up, please?
Also, what's the cash prize?
A good amount.
Three nights getaway at Ralph's place.
More or less, Jay.
Red Roof Inn.
Do we say how much the cash prize is?
That's up to you.
$26,000.
Let's see. I'll do this. Colin, what do you think the cash prize is? Then we'll see if I'm overshooting or undershooting.
I think it's $600.
That's high.
Doll hairs.
Oh, is it?
Doll hairs.
$5,000.
That's even higher.
$400,000
Dogecoin. Yes, it's five Dogecoins.
Are you paying crypto here?
It's the roses. It is the crown. It is the allure of being the first anointed.
Really, like, what's
it
called?
I'll probably improv a song.
Yeah.
And go at the end.
And it's $250. $250 cash.
I'll be honest with you. It should have been 3 or 2. The 50 is odd. It looks like we're going
to.
No matter what you have to, I don't know. It's a weird number.
That was in like in South Park.
You were
about 250.
You were talked down from 300, right?
I was talked down. Well, no, I talked it down.
Yeah, you talked it down.
I'm Jewish. We always try to undersell.
You should have taken off a whole hundo?
150? Sounds weird.
No.
Oh, 200. You're saying 200 sounds better than 250?
You should have done 199.
It does. Not to me.
It just does sound better.
I don't agree with you.
You should have said $250,000.
All right, so Shannon?
Yes.
I don't think we have an intro song or anything, but
no, I did one.
So Jay is pro Bush to this, for this competition, or is
no?
Life
Jay
thing?
Lives his life pro
that,
Bush.
But listen, I've seen plenty of pretty bald pussies. What I'm saying is, and this it's, psychologically, I believe this is a thing. When I was young, porn. If I saw naked women by my mom going in a locker room when I was a little kid or something, you know, whatever it was, when you saw a naked woman, you saw Bush, and that's when you knew you were seeing something you weren't supposed to see. What are the chances you're going to see pussy lip, really?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if a girl has
a good one.
If a girl has no bush, it just looks like a long stomach until you see pussy lips. It takes away the like thing, like, oh, shit, that's, you know what I mean? If you saw bush, you'd be like, I saw her pussy. If you just saw like
also, I think
bald skin and didn't see pussy lip, you would be
so
like, I guess
being,
I saw her
me
stomach.
Me being in the industry, you just saying that? That's kind of like a poem.
Yeah.
I'm over here like, whoa.
And also,
it's my
I think
footprints.
When you are when you are
a lot
that
of people
young,
are putting it in their bathroom.
You think
fuck
seeing
everyone.
The hair
Modern-day
is
Sylvia
seeing the
Platt.
Pussy. You don't when you're that age, you think seeing the hair is seeing
is
the pussy.
That age?
The pussy. You don't know there's more to a pussy.
God damn right I didn't.
Right. Exactly.
I'll tell you what, so that's why it just holds an allure for me. It doesn't have to be
right there.
In pornography, situationally, the situation could be enough that I'm like, I don't care if there's bush, but for the most part, I'm going to click on the bush first.
So would you consider yourself a visual guy?
Yes, very.
Well,
very,
on the show, very. It's been well established I'm auditory based.
I'm a smell guy. I'm smell.
My brother's a smell guy.
Oh, yeah?
It's crazy. He will stop dating a girl if he feels she doesn't smell right for him. Like
she
he does,
smells bad?
It not smells bad, but
tell you something?
It's a weird thing.
I realized somebody not crazy long ago that me and Christina hooked up with. Weird, like something about like everything cute, great body, pretty face. You may have even met her, Ralph. I think it's very cute chick, and just something about when she came around, like she just smelled bad to me. I know she wasn't like not a clean chick.
I don't think it's bad. It's just it's,
no. This was bad. It wasn't bad.
That's where the pH level really comes in effect. And it was a real thing.
It wasn't bad where it was offensive, like it's body odor. It was just like our pheromones didn't clear. Whatever that is, whatever that actually is. Like something like that. It's like I just
pH,
didn't.
Yeah.
You know, when you walk into someone's house, sometimes it smells away to you, but it doesn't smell to them at all. Do you know what I mean?
My brother is so that he gets immediately turned off, or he just can't connect with someone.
She's the only person I can really think of. Maybe I saw a couple times. Do you know what I mean? Where a few times later, you're like, when she goes away, you're like, oh, she's really cute. It's like a fun time. Like we should do that again. And then it gets around, you're like, oh yeah, it's like not
did
great
Christine,
somehow.
Did Christine feel the same way?
No, Christine will feel it more like she didn't feel the lesbianism.
The mental connection
was fucking like
okay.
It was like that was one of the.
But
ones
she didn't.
Where she
but I'm
felt
just asking,
like,
was her would one of her issues at all smell related? So that just means it was you two didn't vibe on that chemical level.
It's the DNA.
Complete chemical level.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. It is fascinating. That's the X factor that you don't know how to.
And that's where I'm going to chime in and cut you off. That's where sex comes in a lot deeper than visuals.
Well, how deep? Because I'm not packing that heavy.
It's a whole anatomy. Like literally what you were just talking about, pH levels. Like.
Yeah.
And that's
to be
that's
fair, I don't think
candy.
Jay said pH level.
No, I well, no, but you
bring
were getting
on
at that.
By the way, I don't think
said pH level.
I don't think Jay right, knows.
Sorry,
three
guys,
of those
I have a vagina, so that was definitely what you were. It's a thing. It's literally a thing. There's, it's also a taboo. Nobody really fucking talks about it because it's a hidden. Like you know, like you're intimate with somebody. You're like you're so sacred, the whole nine yards, and then shit happens. You know, like maybe that person might have been dating. It's not that they were dirty or anything, but like. When the penis enters the vagina, that right there,
Jesus.
It's like an explosion.
Am I the only one masturbating right now?
That's the most scientific way I've ever heard someone described by a porn star ever.
You know,
when the penis breaks through the labia minoris.
You know, there's a friend of mine.
But nobody knows the
erectile penileus.
Nobody knows that these fireworks literally are going on in that moment.
Have you ever said in pornography, he goes, ejaculate your semen on me. My breast.
Listen.
My breast.
I don't know if you guys know this, but in the industry, we have to get tested every week.
No, I've heard
for
that.
What?
So I don't know about you dirty dicks all right, out here.
All
right.
Fine.
What do you mean?
Fine.
Harvey.
Fine, Harvey. We're all raw dog you. We trust the system.
Oh, my God. Listen, I want a fucking gangbang so bad. You know?
Okay. I was
thinking
the same
back
thing.
In the industry. I've never had
all right, we're changing the theme of the show tonight, right?
Wait,
she's dying at three small cocks.
Ralph, could Harley be the first woman who ever comes back to have sex with Jay and Christine?
Oh my God,
the
on
show.
This table.
Where's Christine?
It's never happened.
Get Christine in right now.
You better have your pH levels right.
Listen, I
let me just say one last
water
thing.
All day, every day.
Then we'll bring
I
the
hope
girl
you don't
in.
Mind loud music in my car.
I'm already half deaf.
A friend of mine is launching an app. I'm just going to, we'll end on this. It's a dating app based solely on the smell test. That somehow looks at your genetics and figures if you're smell compatible, which
you're
is kind of weird.
What?
Isn't that wild?
He's not saying this?
Yeah, that's true. That's why I'm saying it.
It exists?
He's putting it out now. He asked me for funding.
Who did?
It's
this
like
guy
beeper,
that I know
like
that's
beep,
doing
beep,
the
beep.
App. He's doing an app where you do like the 23andMe genetic testing, and they match you based on what they perceive to be.
Did your friend also laugh while he was saying to you, by the way, there's zero science behind this?
Yeah, well, there's some.
But I'm going to make $1 zillion.
Yeah. He did, by the way, he valued his company at $50 million.
Of course he did, because he's fucking. It's like the ugly meter thing. It means nothing.
Well, let's get started. Let's move on. I just thought it tied in nicely.
Oh, you want me to sandbag your friends?
No, I didn't invest. I said no.
He's just getting everything to smell.
He's talking about a smell app for your phone. It doesn't work that way, Ralph. We're not
no,
there.
No, it's not a smell app for your phone, you piece of shit.
All right, fucking Elroy Jetson.
What was your name again? Fat little shit boy?
Fat little shit boy. You may know me as fat little shit boy. Get these mom pussies in here.
FLSB for short. Let's do this.
Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors here at the SDR Show. And this is for fans of ours that are over the age of 21. Let's talk about Fully Loaded Chew. That's right. You ready to get tired of smoking cigarettes and vaping? I am. Ralph, I'm so over it.
You're over the vapes?
No, I'm smoking. I'm over it. Fully Loaded Chew has helped me through a lot of long things I can't do, be it flights or long broadcasting when I can't do anything. Fully Loaded Chew has been
especially
fantastic.
Especially because you travel so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The peach, dude. The peach one is great. It's tobacco-free nicotine. Very simple. No tobacco, which means less bad shit in your mouth. It's the peach flavor for me is my jam. You know, so I do my Snapple peach.
Oh, do you double down with Snapple Peach and a little peach?
Well, you don't want to mix it up. Oh. Then they can start getting weird. Also, you could use the wean off. So they have full flavor, full nicotine, like any other dip. Then they have the ones that, where you start weaning off, like less right. nicotine. And then they have no nicotine, also flavored. It's pretty amazing. Less bad shit in your mouth. Their motto is save a lip. All the flavors, mint, bourbon, wintergreen, peach, my favorite. And right now, we have a pretty great deal for you. If you go to fullyloadedchew.com, that's fullyloadedchew.com, F-U-L-L-Y-L-O-A-D-E-D, chew.com, use promo code FREEGAS. You're going to get a free tin and free shipping. One more time, it's fullyloadedchew.com, promo code FREEGAS for a free tin and free shipping. Check it out. Save a lip with Fully Loaded Chew. All right, let's get back into it.
Okay, so... The first.
All right, also let her know she has to walk behind Colin and get on this mic.
We're all set.
All
right, okay. All right, so. I'll yep. scoot in. Either way that you feel more comfortable.
Harley, do you have gangbang pornography?
No,
she said she wants to do one.
You've never made a porn. How many?
Oh, wait, let's
two guys, two guys at once?
There's
two guys at once?
Sticky things in the carpet. Right,
well, look at this. We got Jay. You'll get back to that in a second. We have our first MILF contestant. Are you coming behind us?
This is Martha. I think it's the glasses for me.
Martha's fantastic.
Can you get behind me? I'm sorry, I'm fat.
She pulled out a Ziploc bag full of potato chips from her purse.
Where are they?
That's mom jokes. Everybody.
I get it.
Lainey.
Get on this mic. You put on these headphones, please.
I'm going to have to,
She keeps her cigarettes in a gigantic change purse.
Yeah, put those on so you can hear.
Yeah, and get very close. You have to get very close.
Still buy soft packs.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Martha.
Hi, Martha.
We've met like 1,001 times and you never...
How have you met 1,000 times?
I don't know what's going on with this guy. I don't know what's
going on. Such a mom thing to say.
Honestly, you fucking suck, dude.
I always say, hi, Ralph. I always say, hi, Ralph.
Where?
And then you look at me like I'm crazy.
But when you say that, where...
This is why you can't come to Harley's gangbang.
Mark and Jen.
Mark and Jen.
Yeah, I've met you 1,001 times.
Wow.
And then you always give me this like...
God damn it.
How many times? Is that Italian? Are you Italian?
No.
Are you coming at me hot?
I'm New York. Korea.
She's married to an Italian.
But how many times were you in a bikini when you met?
Zero.
Oh, so there you go. It's not his fault.
Thank you.
I met you at the fashion show.
At the fashion show.
And I say, hey, Val.
Canvas.
Wow. And then you looked at me like I was insane, okay. And I was
thinking with her dick.
His gut instinct is always right.
I'm going to rush in and say, we played the fifth here.
I'm really bad at facial recognition.
I don't know how to treat people.
I'm a horrible person.
You really are not a good dude.
I'm not a good person.
I tell people you're one of the best people I know.
You should have seen the warm welcome Jay gave me.
I'm not a nice person.
And she was happy to inform me that her son, 17 years old, has no idea who I am.
Oh, there we go.
She didn't know it hurt.
That's why you're not nice to people.
She didn't know it hurt. But I haven't stopped thinking about anything since she said it.
And by the way, I'm sure we're going to talk about that afterwards.
She said my son's a huge Jim Norton fan, and she didn't even know that I knew Jim Norton.
And by the way, he listens to The Bonfire every day. He knows Dan Soder.
She goes,
Dan Soder and his sidekick.
He doesn't even know. Yeah.
Dan Soder and the other guy.
Yeah, Dan Soder and Fat Little Ship Boy.
I had to make sure that my son.
She goes, and I said, do you know Big Jay Oakerson? You know Jim Norton so well. Do you know Big Jay Oakerson? And he apparently went, I've never even sort of heard that.
And by the way, I know every comic in New York.
I've been on Jim's fucking stupid show.
I listened to Chip Chipperson religiously. Big J who?
Yeah.
I've never done Chip Chipperson.
She also told told us her son had a big cock.
What? He used all the Magnum condoms.
Well, I use them.
It's gigantic. She can't even talk when it's in her mouth. Yeah. Come on.
It's crazy.
I found out. I went to go get a condom. There were no condoms. And I was like, this motherfucker used all my condoms.
You went and took the one off him?
Wait, he stole condoms out of mom's drawer?
So he comes home, and I was like, hun, we need to have a talk.
You didn't do this.
If you're gonna use all my condoms, go down to the Dwayne Reed and get some more condoms.
There's not a code anymore. There's no bro code.
But I always, I know when he's getting condoms.
Everyone thinks
I'm gonna
leave the show, but I mean.
But he's a gentleman. He uses lube.
He's a gentleman. He washes them. He leaves them there for me.
He rolled it back up after he used it. And he scotch taped the fucking thing.
Good. Yeah, bocce balls. So what? Like, hey, bocce
balls. No, he went through all my lube, too.
God damn it. Like, what an animal.
The worst thing is he was just on his own.
Well, he jerked himself for the condo. Yeah,
he's just jerking off.
I think that's where like a knucklehead rubs.
If he's got a
like,
big...
Here, mother...
If your son's got, as you described, this big, fat, huge, juicy cock, he's going to have to use
that. He didn't get it from his dad.
Oh.
Wow.
Pow! He's not even here.
Everyone's been saying to me he's got his mother's cock.
Yeah.
No, that's
all right. So, man, we got to do because we've got four rounds to go. So we'll start with
I'm sorry, I'm so entertaining.
No, you are. I mean, if you were that entertaining, I might remember you. Pow, pow.
Right. If he weren't so awkward, he might say hi.
I won't have to shuffle chew these.
Well, Harley will start.
Down your throat real quick.
Harley,
so, like,
start
not
the... Wait, what are we judging right this moment?
Her bikini. Her outfit.
Yeah, it's the swimsuit round.
Swimsuit round.
Can we ask any questions?
No, that will be after we round up.
I feel weird because it's like... My head's not in it.
What are we talking
about? Yeah, but it's a swimsuit.
Like, okay,
it's
not. Can I just
do it? Like,
so can I just say it's not a.
Yourself, so you see yourself. So get out of your head.
So stand. Listen, it's not a glasses competition. So stand up straight.
I'm right here with you.
Have you met?
There we go.
See this? This keeps happening.
Ralph, be nice to these girls. I don't know which one, James, the bad guy from Steven Seagal's Marked for Death. But that guy definitely knows other dudes with dreadlocks with Uzis.
Do we have a whip?
Several fighting styles.
He's definitely shot an Uzi off the back of a motorcycle.
I'm going crazy.
You're doing the first. Doing the first rating.
Okay.
You have your numbers here.
Okay, so we're gonna.
You have to aim it to camera.
I cheated in math class. I was the era where those calculators.
Be firm, but fair.
Listen to Pretty Little Shitboy.
Like a.
Oh, but a pretty
fat little shitboy.
Fat little shitboy.
Okay, what's your favorite number?
For some reason, pretty.
Don't ask questions like that. That's leading. You're leading the witness.
Come on, if you
I'll
don't know.
I'll be fair and say a 7.
It's only 1 through 5, so that's 2000? Not possible.
So we're a woman.
Five is highest. One is lowest.
So I kind of like do like tarot cards.
Can I go first? Because this
so
is.
I'm like, maybe
if you want Colm to go first, are you not comfortable going first?
No, I'm totally.
You took the lead like a big girl boss, and then you're.
Hello.
Get very close to your mic.
Right now you're being porn Harley. I need real estate Harley right now.
No, not at all. I'm just being real.
This is the first time
I love this.
This is the first time I haven't been able to skip through you talking.
I'm gonna say fuck you guys. I'm gonna go with the.
Wow, that's a big one.
Oh wow.
There's nowhere.
You should have wrote hashtag Black Lives Matter.
No lube. No lube.
There's nowhere to go from there. That means that every other body will be compared to this body. That's what you're saying. There's nowhere.
That means that the other contenders just need to step it up.
I mean, step it up because even if they
set the bar really high,
you set the bar very high.
All right,
we'll let our guest go next. Colm, you want to go next?
Okay. Well, no. All right. I'm gonna go with a good old fashioned 3.
All right, 3. All right.
All the way from Ireland, 3.
An Irish
That's
3.
That's a long travel.
An Irish 3 would be an American 7.
Are you on a boat? I don't know. Like,
I thought for
I
the
know.
Freckles alone, she'd get a 4 from an Irish.
Oh, see?
And also, by the way, I think there's a curse with going first because you don't know who else is in the room.
Yeah.
So I'm going to follow up Colm's lead, and I'm also giving a 3.
Okay. All right, nice,
there we go.
Nice.
Let's add it up.
Jay's coming in like a real asshole.
No, absolutely. I'm coming in with a 3 also.
Oh.
I
haven't seen everybody. It's not fair. So
I like her
body. You're crazy.
Well,
you're 5. That's crazy.
Can I say something right now?
No offense.
She got what she could get without Bush. Bush would have knocked us up to a 4.
Yeah, she would have shown. But you said that very clearly.
I kind of got something going on here, so can I add some like brownie points?
No, you
like,
can't.
Maybe?
What? No,
show your bush.
No?
You can show it.
You can show your bush.
Colm, don't bring your Irish bullshit over here.
Can I like piggyback on some like brownie points?
Colm, do us a favor.
Maybe?
Shut the fuck up.
Is this like Ethereum? Is this like crypto? Can I put some points in?
Your bush could get her a 4.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, listen.
If you can,
mommy's gonna
plug your
contest, baby. Okay.
If you can plug your clit, if you can plug your clit in your pussy hole, if you're putting a gas thing away.
Oh, listen,
I say Rome wasn't built in a day, and never say never.
Yeah, well, look at your bush.
You said
that's what you say. You
those
say that?
Your expressions. I've heard those.
That's popular.
Are we doing this? Are you cranking up?
Are you the writer of an apple day keeps on?
No.
Are you cranking up her numbers? Are you cranking up her numbers? You're not. I thought you
took off your shirt like you were going to fight or show your bush. I wasn't
sure. You were going to show bush.
I was literally about to. I was like, okay, if this added brownie point.
It will. We said it would. Yeah, we said it would.
Yeah, I'm gonna, I need to see. I need to see numbers.
She's over.
Like, these numbers that you
I think Colin really put the kibosh on that one.
No.
Would you go from a 3 to a 4?
You're not changing.
I'm at like half boob.
I can't believe he's not going with some Irish solidarity.
I didn't know you were Irish.
Right?
You couldn't tell with her excessive hand talking?
I said I'm Scotch Irish. I'm of Scotch Irish descent.
You said your son uses magnums, and I was like, no.
He felt left out. So moving forward, I love you. I love your energy.
Dude, you guys should sword fight like Highlanders.
So you're going to kill the show walking out, yeah?
No, Jay didn't vote yet.
I love you.
Three threes and a five.
Show some asshole, I'll
change that. Would they say in rehab, it sucks to suck?
If she shows her asshole, she'd get a 5 from Colin.
You hear that? If you show some asshole, I'll give a 5.
He wants to see your Irish eyes.
I love
smiling.
You. You're beautiful. You're gorgeous. I think it was the glasses for me.
I think I see where Harley is.
Not only gorgeous, not only hot, very fun. I was talking to our side. We had a blast.
And also points for shitting on me immediately. I like that.
Not good, I got rough
at all.
I like that. I come in hot. I like it. All right.
It's only the first round.
First round.
It's a long competition.
And I'm sorry. Thank you so much. I was bringing contest MILF number 2. I got to squeeze
that's
in.
Some strong ass.
Fantastic ass.
Yeah,
I'm
amazing.
So big. I hate
that. Yeah, fantastic ass.
With the foam in the ground.
No, I was bringing contestant number 2.
Oh, wow.
I
you guys miss it. She just grabbed some titty.
No, I saw it.
I don't like that Harley.
And now we got to all go to court when fucking Harley sues her for sexual harassment.
And Harley teased Bush and then pulled it back.
Never.
Here comes contestant number 2.
Harley teased Bush and brought it back.
This is Paige.
We're in peach. We're in a neon blue over here.
Hello, Paige. Are you going to also shit on me that I met you before? Or you please put that on.
Hey, isn't Ralph a fucking jerk off?
Am I an asshole?
How do you feel? Can you hear us?
Get very close to the mic when you speak.
Let's do it. Testing.
Pleasure to meet you. Isn't Ralph a jerk off?
Be naughty.
There we go.
Hello.
God damn. Look at this. This is happening.
Testing.
Hello.
Oh, look at that. That was good. Hello, Paige. How are you?
How's it going?
So I think you might have had some notes, yeah?
Some notes?
What?
For right now?
Yeah, girl.
I thought it was for the talent.
It is for later.
No, yeah.
Okay, for later. Okay.
I thought there was a fucking secret code going on.
This is just body. This is body.
I'm just loving all
body,
of
this. This is pure
body. We move along.
Okay.
All right. How are you feeling right now? You look amazing. You look cute. Like sexy.
Can you give us a twirl or something? Can we get a twirl, please?
Ooh, hello. Oh, you're so bad. Is that a tattoo? You're a bad girl. Oh, how old were you when you got your first tattoo?
17.
Yeah, you fucking bad girl.
17.
Okay. So because we got to move this along, let's reverse it and start with Colin this time.
You know what? I'm keeping this the same one. I'm going for another 3. Another 3.
Okay, now we'll let you go.
Another 3.
Harley?
I think I need to know a little bit more about you. What's your special
talent?
For her body?
No.
For her body. It's just body. We're going to go to talent. We'll learn more.
My special talent is going to be poetry.
Don't tell us
what's
anything
that got to
yet.
Do
don't tell us about your tits. It's just body only.
You're a lover. You're emotional. So when you're in that sexual creativity, you're there. You're in the moment. And you know what?
I'll have what she's having.
Exactly, because I'm like.
She gave a 4. She gave a 4.
Okay. Oh, she's a 4.
Because you literally had the creative drive to do everything that you're doing right now. And I applaud you and I love you. You're so strong.
Thank
you. That's very powerful. All right, Jay, I'm going to go next, and I'm also going to give a 4.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
Wow, that's weird. I'm giving a 4 also.
A 4 from a guy? No good.
Yeah. Okay.
That's okay.
And now, Jay?
Yeah, I'm going to give a 4 also. Right away, brought up shades of, remember when Regina King was Janet Jackson's friend in Poetic Justice, and she was fucking in the back of the mail truck?
Shut the fuck up.
Just brought that up to me for some reason.
Me? Oh, my God. Listen. Listen, we're all moms at the end of the day. Listen.
But that's
kind
of
hot.
Ralph's the biggest
mother. I mean, we're
going to
turn it maybe into like a story, like a Freedom Writers type of story. We're creatively thinking.
Yeah. All right, we are creatively thinking.
Baby.
All right, we're going to thank you so much. We'll move on. It was Paige, right, Paige?
Yeah.
All right, Paige, we're going on to round number 3.
Hell yeah.
And mind the way, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm not scooched in enough.
Ralph, you're doing so good.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, fat little shit boy.
Harley, by the way.
You girls are hanging in there. It's
dominating
all good.
Just me?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Contestant three is coming in.
Whoa. He's coming in with some swag.
Shit.
Oh, we need music right about
wow,
now.
Wow, look at this. Da, all right. Da, da. Da, 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 not strutting?
I'm here. That's a
long strut coming
oh,
in.
Come on.
Hello.
Now, guys, I thought it'd only be fair if I did, but this is my mother. I brought her in.
Can you get by me? I'm sorry.
I brought her in.
You're all my children.
What's your name? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Audrey
Queen.
Love.
Audrey Love.
Oh, God. I mean, I'll start on this one. This was an easy one for
so
me.
Sure
I'm going to throw it straight up five.
Yeah. Wait.
Wow.
Hold up for Bush. Hold up for Bush.
Hello, I see you. You're here. Hello.
No.
Okay.
No Bush.
Are both your hands different colors?
Yes.
Wow.
Listen.
Those nails are a mood.
That's what does it for me.
Let's quickly, because we are running long on the show. Jay.
That's a five.
A five?
A five, yeah.
We'll go then to Column.
She's a mother.
I'm going
to
go four. Four on this one. Four.
Harley?
I have to do a four.
And I'm going to join Jay with the five.
Okay, great.
All right, great. And now let's, because we got to move on. We're running long.
See her okay. Mom body go.
But so far, you're in the lead. You're in the lead. Congratulations so far.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I said just two things.
We have more
we're just
rounds.
To just be...
You showed up and you showed out.
All right, so thank you. We got to move it along. We are already 40 minutes into the
Ralph's
show.
A half hour past his bedtime already.
Yeah, I was.
I don't know if you know this. He hates loud.
Monkey's ass.
I don't like loud music and late nights.
He hates loud music.
And late nights.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay.
All right, so now, Shannon,
ooh,
what's the next part
loud.
Of this? And Shannon,
thank
I think we
so
should just
much.
Do three rounds. So we let them decide if they're going to do the punishment or the...
The comfort.
The
okay.
comfort. All right, that makes it easier.
You okay. can do one or the other.
One or the other.
Be very careful.
And so now we'll start the round, the list over again. So now this one, thank you so much.
What
I already
kind of crazy shit is that to say, Harley?
I hear what you said. By the way,
if she leaves, someone just grab her hand and goes,
we don't
be
get
very
this,
careful.
Like, be careful coming in.
By the way, here's how you know what
have dead zone powers.
You say no to a piece of garbage I am. I have already forgotten all of their names.
I didn't even listen when they asked.
I know Paige is too. I know Paige.
Am I right hand handing you right now? I got
hey,
you.
Hey, Haley has got it going on.
Do you know, Haley, yeah. Harley.
Harley.
I know.
Paige is.
I'm fucking with you.
First is.
I'm like, what?
Harley, we're not on space with you. We're joking.
Get into the mic. Get into the back.
Harley did
she's
not like
a,
that.
She's like a Puerto Rican Stevie Nicks over there. She's all wound up. The sun and the earth, Saturn's rings are all, we are all one. And I'm going to give you a four on your tits.
I love that she started with a five and then the rest of them, nah,
you
four.
Know what? You know yeah, what? I guess, you know what?
That was a home run.
I bear that first one, you're a pig.
So, I don't know, like, you guys are obviously like, man, like, I'm going to be this well, path.
Thank you, yeah.
But there's like a creative thing coming. So the way that I am, I was fucking like rock started out on the way here, energy, the whole nine yards. And so if you don't have that fucking rock star energy that I'm feeling...
But this
yeah,
is
you might
whatever.
Get a
there's an outside
four.
Chance you're going to knife up Ralph. I'll be honest with you. I'll narrate the whole thing.
Shannon, bring in our next.
Okay, Martha,
remind me.
Martha's
you
coming
can't
back.
Touch
in.
Okay,
Shannon,
yay!
Throw her in.
Hi, baby. Yay.
So, Martha, the way this is going to work is that you get to either this. There we go. Sorry, discipline or comfort. Anyone in the room of the men.
Whatever you feel you would do more motherly.
Either motherly, whatever you feel your motherly side comes up from either discipline or comfort, and you can pick any one of the three men to do either of those two things too.
Are you guys sweating fucking bullets right now? Because I think I can.
No.
Okay.
No.
I think.
Cool count,
you want to top me off?
So my first thought was violence, but I haven't. I didn't wake
violence.
Up. I didn't wake up with violence today. I would like to soothe my sweet Jay over here.
Oh wow! Come on, round of applause for the.
That's cool.
Or not?
All right.
Yeah.
Mommy, I'll start off.
Wait,
mommy.
Yes, Jay.
This big fucking oafy kid in school today named Ralph was calling me fat little shit boy.
Honey. What have I told you about Frankenstein looking people. They're not good for you.
They're mean.
Oh, they're mean people.
But I think it's from that one time that I doo-dooed in my pants and everyone called me fat.
But that wasn't your fault. And you're not fat, you're just big bones.
Thank you.
Come here.
Why are all my pants husky?
Because that's extra special. That's what husky
means. Oh, shit. Go for a kiss.
I believe you.
Go for a mommy kiss.
My special boy, so husky.
Things are going to be okay.
They're going to be okay.
One more day that school doesn't get shut up.
Oh, no. I hid your gun. But I did
foster the kids, pumped up kids.
She's good.
I did go shit in Ralph's mailbox.
Oh, Mom, that's fucking gangster. That's what my mom would have done.
My mom
would have shit right in your mailbox. Did I watch my mom fight, fist fight twice? How weird is that?
That's real. Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
She win?
My mom fucking scrapped twice. Did win, yeah.
Nice.
No shit. Fucking Jewish kid from Philly, dude.
Mama ain't raised no bitch.
She don't fuck around. My mom's scrap.
That reminds me of...
My mom had to drop a girl. A woman came up claiming my mom was fucking her boyfriend, and my mom was trying to ignore her. She was a crazy lady. And then my mom just dropped, we had grocery bag. My mom dropped the fucking brown bag on the ground and just started working
that's
her.
That's awesome.
It was
wow,
awesome.
That's cool.
You
as
take
shit.
The girl to the west side, but you can't take the west side of the girl.
Philadelphia,
like,
dude.
Knows
that's
what
awesome.
Fighting is right, nowadays.
Jay,
like, what?
Because yeah, you were the
pussy.
One being mothered, I think you should go first.
Fucking Irish pussy.
Five, for sure.
What? Five. Okay, five.
Was and there was no Bush involved. That's how good it was.
Five. Column?
I'm getting a five. Right
listen,
there.
I'm on.
Harley, what are you giving?
Jesus.
Wow, for
dun,
a lot
dun.
Of fun of that.
Dun dun.
I'm gonna Whoa. Have to go.
Dun dun.
A four? I'm flat out five. I thought it was great.
Wow.
Almost perfect across the board.
You owned it the first show, and I think you got a little distracted with the guys.
She threw in Frankenstein.
Well,
she shit in my mailbox.
Obviously, the fucking
she was stroking your beard the whole time.
She didn't repeat the words fat little shit boy.
No.
She just said, you're not that.
You're not that? Yeah, that's very good. All right, congratulations.
Nice, congratulations.
Thank you, Martha.
I thought you were about to get a smooch out of that.
That was really... And also, by the way, the stroking of your beard, you know, was really sweet.
NFTs.
Like, it was caring.
That's a motherly.
That was a real motherly.
James out there is calling his twin brother, who looks exactly like him, and they're going to fucking come here and sword kill all of us. Did you guys even see the movie?
All right, we have our new...
I think I know what you're talking about. I'm talking about
him. So now, Paige, I don't know if you heard outside, but you get the choice of discipline or
I'm
going to choose comfort.
Discipline.
To any man
yeah,
in the room.
Paige looks like the Whitney Houston How Will I Know video. I like that outfit.
No,
so
thank
pick
you.
pick
are
the
we
man.
Talking, like fur, and then, diamonds.
If
like,
you want to do discipline, you said
I'm
discipline, but
happen.
You can pick him or me, Jay. Okay, great.
Me
love
also.
It. Wow. Love it. Love it. All right.
The
so
love,
he keep talking about me. So.
All right, there we go. It makes sense. I like it. Makes sense. All right, so
Jay's gone already.
Do we need to script the scene for you, or are you ready to explain to us what happened?
Me?
Like why is she disciplining you?
I'm in trouble now.
Yeah, you're in trouble now.
He's embarrassed.
Think of something good.
See what happened was.
I'm trying to think, what could I have done? What
he
am I
stole
in
crayons
for?
From school or something.
Oh, I got in trouble because I was arguing with a teacher, but I was just dunking on his ass. I was some great fucking just working him.
All right,
that's
so
what I would have got in trouble
so
when I was
they
younger.
Called
fucking
you,
with a teacher.
They called you to the school because Jay got in trouble for talking smack back to a teacher, and now he has detention.
What did you say?
I use the C word.
Coach?
No.
That one?
Yes, the one Jesus hates.
Why did you say it, Jay?
Because I know Sunday we're going to go to church. We're going to go to black church, and it's going to be loud and dancey, and Jesus is going to forgive
what?
Me.
We're not doing this right here.
Mm-hmm.
We're not. I taught you how you're supposed to be when you go to school, okay? So, because these people are on my phone... causing the scene because you wanted to call the teacher or coach, whatever he want to call himself, a cunt. When we go home, I'm going to show your ass something.
That's fine.
Don't worry about it.
I love it. She's going to whoop my ass, but then we're chill. Yeah.
Oh, that's my type of mom.
It's good momming right there.
Good momming.
That's
good
mom. We can't take... You're supposed to fight.
That was my mom
at the park. Like,
that was my
on.
Mom. What are you doing fighting? And she's like,
that's
did you win?
Yeah, because my son,
mom.
My baby's not gonna just.
That was good
mom.
That was really good
mom. You know,
like,
across the board.
Wow. Great mom. Moving forward in 2021.
Great, great mom. Go ahead, Harley. You start.
You start.
Come on.
Man, I'm sorry, but like that's protecting our own.
Straight up. Yeah.
Okay, I like
that
it.
That was good.
So I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. Well, Colin, you go next.
I'm also going to give a 5.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to throw a wrench in the works. I'll tell you why I'm giving a 4.
Because you're racist. Because I'm going to go with 5. Yeah. You're racist, though, and that's chill.
Because,
hey, man, everyone believes what they believe,
right? Only because she repeated the C word. If she didn't repeat the C word...
That was at the end, dude, when she got real with me.
Yeah, but in front of the teacher?
No, no.
You're in the...
The teacher probably says it, too.
Did you not take the scene? Did you not take the scene? You should have said that. She was talking to me and giving me... She was saying the right shit in front of the teacher. And then when we got away from the teacher, she was like, yo.
I wanted the teacher to acknowledge.
No, that was when she leaned over. That was when she leaned over.
No, the teacher was gone. You couldn't tell when she changed the whole...
No, that was different. I'm telling you.
The teacher needed to know that I understood what he did.
You've been so upset. You've been so upset since Derek Chauvin got sentenced.
I'm sticking with 4. You?
He's a piece of shit. 5.
A 5.
That was
okay.
Killer.
All 5s, 1-4. That was great. That was great.
Wow.
That was
great. Tied.
Good job.
Good job. Really good job.
Fantastic.
Paige is on fire.
I'm so proud of you, Paige. That was so strong.
Paige was my 5 in round 1, but my 4 in round 2.
It's on an improv course. That separates.
That's
the
some
fucking...
shit we never done. We don't get fucking improv being in the.
Ralph, yeah. I know you're old school. But things are different now. You don't start treating people the same.
Oh, shit. Audrey's
coming back in.
Audrey, right?
Yep. Audrey looks better.
Can I ask you? Like, sorry. Weird,
is this the
like,
same bikini?
Question.
You look even better.
Did you shave today?
No.
You know.
Oh, sorry. That's our friend Harley. She wants to compare bushes with you.
You got it.
Oh, sorry. She
like
gets like
2
that.
Days ago.
So did Ralph.
All right, so Audrey, you have a choice. Discipline or compassion.
I thought it was comfort.
Comfort, sorry. Same word. Sort of. Yeah. Comfort
no,
or discipline.
It's not the same word, Ralph.
Sorry, close enough.
You ignorant cunt.
I'm sorry.
It's not the same word.
Sorry.
Pick somebody else. Everybody's doing
this. I think it's funnier at this point.
Shut up.
Jay looks sunburned.
I'm over it.
Jay looks sunburned.
I don't like it.
I'm glad we all think.
I already know what I want.
Who?
Oh, my God.
Claim it. Claim it.
Comfort.
Comfort?
Comfort?
Yeah.
Who do you want to comfort?
Please do Jay.
Harley.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do Harley. That's fine. That works.
Was that an option?
It wasn't, but we'll do it.
Oh,
I think we might see Bush if we do that.
You think you're going to touch bushes?
I think that might happen.
Just so you know, if you show a bush, you get an extra point.
It does always start with a 1 point.
I would say this.
On whose cookie list? Because
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Showing bush starts at 4.
Let's switch seats.
I don't have a bush, so that doesn't apply to me.
That was Colm's issue.
Are we switching
seats? That was actually the same problem Colm had come in tonight.
Yeah.
Come hither.
I got knocked out by my own.
Is that what you guys were telling me earlier? I was being booked on the show.
Come hither.
Are you wearing leather pants, Harley? I bet your bush is all matted down.
Ooh.
Just so they could both stay on mic.
It looks like you slept on moose hair.
A moose knuckle. What is that? A fupa?
Oh, right.
So you don't have a fupa. Okay. You weigh 150.
So let's set the scene.
Set the scene.
It's comfort. You said right.
Comfort.
So what happened,
Ralph? If you would please.
Yeah. What
I have
happened
to set
Harley?
A scene?
Well, what happened to Harley here, Harley?
I'm a newbie.
She's comforting.
Oh, you're a newbie.
You're a newbie in the show.
Jesus, it's far too much.
Well, wait, you're complete.
Give yourself some of that.
How much money you got?
What?
I got a pocket of everything.
Oh.
What's happening here?
No. You got to stop.
This isn't comfort.
Don't ruin it.
I don't understand the scene.
We're at a strip club.
You're a kid.
I'm Daddy Warbucks, Mommy Warbucks.
Now, Colin, this could end in scissoring.
So wait a minute. In this scenario,
sorry, I'm such a purist.
All right, so how about this visual? Like, only not visuals.
In this scenario, so you're the mother teaching the daughter how to be at a strip club.
Not even that.
I could do that.
Ralph, it's the new normal. Fucking, you're so old, dude.
Are you taking away me?
So that's what's happening. In this scene,
yeah.
Okay.
I direct my daughter's OnlyFans
videos. Audrey is the mom. Harley is the daughter.
My daughter's 18, and I executive produce all of her OnlyFans videos.
And it's your daughter's first day in the strip club.
Okay, this is kinky.
And she's nervous.
I got a phantom cam, so the slow-mo is mad slow-mo.
Listen, I don't think your dad would be comfortable with me being here. Like, I know I'm here to, like, support you, but, like, I just don't feel comfortable.
Okay. It's okay.
Do you honey everybody? Because I'm, like, I'm
I just honey you because you're my daughter. And I think if we just... Not yet. Just give it some time. Anyways, so
I remember when my ex-daughter had the same color.
a man is you have to bend down like this.
So you mean I have to like touch my toes?
Oh, sexual you can fire. Go as low as you want.
Is the well, I'm kind of like vibing so close with this guy in a ruby like, t-shirt.
You guys are like Jada and Willow.
You know what the fuck, guys?
Jay, my mother's
we're trying to this is like a red create table a talk. Sexy scene yeah, right watch now.
Jay, are you guys having a red table talk?
I'm having a flashback from my mother said to me.
Cue the visuals.
Ago.
Okay, pull out the cock. Pull out the cock right now. Pull out the Seinfeld. All right, cue scene.
Dick parade. It's happening.
Walking thing. Oh my God, I love it.
I was hoping for a kiss or something.
And then we kissed.
You said full-blown scissors.
So I think you guys kind of like jumped the gun. So that's behind production. Right, well, so that was,
by the way, judgment call.
Are we talking with our penis here?
It's time to switch back now. We have to take our judging.
I'm starting to think. I'm starting this to think guy. Harley doesn't have a bush at all, Ralph.
You're going back.
No. Of all days, Ralph, when you wore your gray dungarees.
When you dressed up.
Thank you, darling.
Ralph, you put on your best.
Oh, what's happening now? Come on, woman.
No, she likes it here.
Jesus Christ.
Ralph, she farted in the chair and she doesn't want to get up.
I'll give 20 points. 20 points right now if you let him take it out. Let him take it out for 20 points on the board. I mean it.
Points? Are you kidding me? I have my own video game coming out June 1st. 20 fucking.
All right.
No shit.
So now.
Okay. NFTs.
You have a video game coming out?
She's like, yeah, I just got back from fucking Mortal Kombat in Middle Earth.
Wow. We're talking right. More so.
Yeah,
wow.
Pokemon.
Just because we got a column. Column. Rank.
I wasn't a big fan. That's only a 2.
Okay,
Paul.
Jay.
Sorry, Simon.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 3. I really, it was. I don't know what was happening.
Nobody was comforted.
There's no script. I mean, no, I was comforted. So
what do you rank? It's hard for her to judge because she was. But what do you judge?
Right, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a 5 because the fact that you came in, literally, you stole the fucking show from all of us.
She was my 5 in the body.
Like, what do we do back? Not even that.
I'm giving it 2 because it didn't feel like a real mother-daughter thing.
Oh, my God.
It didn't make sense.
Is there like an alleyway in the back that I can meet you in?
I think if they would have went, here's the thing.
Yes, Rob?
If they would have went all in on the sexual thing.
You should have just kissed.
Totally.
That would have been a 5.
That's
but it was somewhere in the middle ground of like non-existent. It felt like a leap year to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
And sure, Ralph, okay, while your opinions might be a little rapey, I'm going to say it was, I don't know, I just didn't know
I'm speaking
happening.
For the people, Jay. That's what it is.
Totally.
All right, thank you so much, Audrey. And now we're in a final round, which is the talent round, and then we will decide the winner. We'll bring them all in. All right, before we go any further, time to talk about one of our longtime sponsors. It is Yo Kratom. Yo Kratom!
Yo!
That's, now they have this new thing they've launched, Yo Delta, which is all about the Delta 8. Now, Jay, I'm a puss. I don't smoke. We know this. Have you smoked the Delta 8?
Of course, dude. It gets you flunked up, man. Again, if you're over the age of 21 and living in a majority of the states where this is legal, stock up on this Delta 8. It's so good. It's something found in weed that can legally be shipped nationwide to get you high. No trouble, everybody. And it works. It gets you all wrecked. Sit back and watch an episode of Intervention and hope to God they don't last.
Or rewatch this episode and try and make sense out of whatever the fuck Harley is saying.
Fuck only knows what she's babbling about, but I'll tell you what, she's cute while she's doing
it. She is hot as shit.
None of us said a goddamn word about the batty ramblings of that psychopath.
It's amazing how much fun you
smacked her. What's her last name? Harley?
Harley Dean. But you put up with a lot when a girl is fucking hot as shit.
God damn. Even Shannon wanted to headbutt her in the face.
Put it this way. I thought she was making sense the whole time because I wanted to fuck her so badly.
You are a scumbag fuck. Listen, they have gummies. They have vapes. It's all going to get you high. That's yodelta.com. If you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order. How cool is that? 25% off with promo code GAS. 25% off yodelta.com. All right, where were we?
So now we'll go back to Martha.
Somebody can blow out one of those party things with their cooch.
We'll see what happens. Martha's coming in for the talent round.
There's got to be a bonus round.
So if that's where you guys want to go, then we really have to bring in like a crazy like...
This is it. This is the last round.
This is the last round, ladies.
This is the time.
If you want to win,
show your bits.
If you want to win, now is the time to win. Now is the time to bring it out.
Don't leave Anton on the.
All right, so we'll start, Martha. What is your talent?
Hello. So my talent is an upside down twerk.
An upside down twerk. You probably can't do that in this neighbor. In this, no, this won't move. You probably need to do it over there. I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. You can't do it there.
No, there's not enough room here. I don't think.
Is it the fake fireplace?
Let me try.
You think, Ralph, you're such a twerk expert, you would know.
Probably. It's so tight in here. Yeah. Jay, you've never seen me twerk?
That's even better. Mm-hmm.
I know exactly how to do this.
Yeah, all right. She does.
All right, okay. We'll stay where you are.
Yeah, Ralph.
Sorry,
Jay. Why don't we listen to her and not you on the twerking?
Actually, I have a much better, actually. Jay, you're such a good jackass.
What is it?
Okay.
Are you switching your talent?
Yeah.
What did you just switch?
You fucking caught an audible at the line?
Yeah. But here's your pterodactyl. I need you to be a very good boy and listen to everything. Oh, I love the way
this is
going.
This is overflowing from the last round.
Why is Ralph?
No, I love the way this is going.
No, do it.
I love this way this is going.
Okay.
This is a lot.
So I need you.
All right, so now for the audio listeners,
I need you to scoot.
Martha is walking over to Jay. Jay is scooching back.
Let me scoot back.
Jay and his rosary beads with the Jewish star.
Come on.
Spreading his legs. I don't know. Oh, she's flipping over onto Jay. Oh, my goodness. And now her cooch is in Jay's face. And she's twerking in Jay's face. Upside down. Oh, my God.
Be careful with the light. Be careful with the light. There's a light above you.
That is pretty good. And she's now.
Listen. Oh, my.
That was pretty good. I like that. That was pretty good.
Wow.
Thank you.
Look. Jay's never been happier in his life.
Never.
That's a
and I watched my daughter's birth and saw her nose and looked just like her mom's, and I cried when it happened.
Yeah, for sure.
That was better than that.
Jay, quick.
I've never been happy.
So quick, completely off the rails conversation, 180. Did you go to Dos Caminos with your daughter?
No, went to Rosa Mexicana.
Oh, great.
Fucking great.
Rosa Mexicana's great. Yeah, I didn't think of
they
that
They had
one.
A cheese and bacon thing. That fired out of my asshole like an M80. But I'll tell you what, going down,
great. I forgot.
Phenomenal.
My daughter was in Colombia for like 2 months. So I was like, yeah, it was great to see.
Okay, great. Okay, cool. Okay, so that was great. Let's go around the room and give for the upside down, basically gave Jay a table there.
I'm going to go 5 because I'll tell you what, I don't know if she had a bush, but I definitely saw the outline of lip.
I'm giving a 5 for that. I really enjoyed that. I like that you took control of Jay. Yes. You shoved him in the corner. I give it a 5.
She comforted me, then she disciplined me.
Yeah, all that was great. 5 all around.
I'm going 3.
3?
3 against the grain.
All right, Colin goes 3.
I feel I've seen it.
You went 5, Harley?
Been there, bought the T-shirt.
5. 3 fives and a 3. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Need balance. You need balance.
Martha is out. We're bringing back Paige.
All right.
Great job. Great job.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and a kiss, too. That's worth an extra point, probably.
She's comforting.
She really is probably...
great tush.
She's extremely motherly.
For an old broad?
I feel she's very motherly. We just lost one of our judges, so we may want to wait a second.
Where did Harley go?
No, Paige, come on in. I think she ran to the bathroom.
She won't even remember leaving.
No. She's probably having a leap piss.
While we're waiting, I have time to explain my point.
Okay, I like that, but she's... Okay. Yeah, we'll just
listen, even if Harley was here, she wouldn't understand what the fuck he was
probably,
talking
and
about.
She's also just going to...
Also,
she's
it. I don't want to say...
the viewers.
I don't want to say it, but she's going to give you a 5. I feel like
all right, Paige, let's hear what's happening.
I wrote a really fast poem about myself as my talent because...
Is that a rap?
Oh, I love the way she just fucking looked at you.
It's not a rap.
That was maybe my favorite moment of the show. Can you do that again?
Raps or poems? That wasn't crazy.
It's not a rap.
From an Irishman?
That's I just like. I know, but I just like the way she did that.
I'm actually Irish, by the way.
Nice. I knew. I fucking felt. I felt something.
Wait, can I ask a question? Did you write it on your way here? Did you write it when you got here?
No, I wrote it when I got here.
Okay, cool.
Because they were supposed to have the talent for us, but then they said we were doing our own. So I said, okay, that's the only
I like that.
They were going to go real fast.
So you thought they were going to give you the talent?
They were going to assign?
Not give us the talent, but like what they wanted us to do.
This is a big opportunity because a lot of people say Ralph is the Russell Simmons of podcasting.
Hold the fuck on.
He didn't molest. He didn't molest you, did he?
That's a big name. We can't. We gotta be very careful with that name.
Nah, that guy's in way too much trouble to worry about us.
It's not even about being in fucking trouble. It's not even being about caught with our hand in the
I know.
Pin.
It's mostly about Ralph's gonna lose his record deal with Def Jam.
No, it's about moving the fucking payway. It's about
All right, well, just so you know, Harley, Paige is about to give us
a. Do you hate me like on like a secret level? Like what's going
hate
on?
Hate you? That's harsh.
On a very public level, I'm guessing, Ralph.
Paige is going to do poetry. Well, I'm bringing it back to what we're doing.
Harley, legit Harley, when you left, he said. I hate
that girl.
He goes, I hate Haley.
I know, that's what I said.
He
and
said,
like,
I hate Haley.
I
and I go, dude,
first of all,
it's weird that I said Haley.
He said Haley.
He said secretly.
He did that on weird. Purpose.
Tell him, why would you bring
that up?
No, Harley, can I tell you what's going on for
Harley?
Real? Let me tell you what's going on
you're
for
very,
real.
You're in tune. Are you Tigasaurus?
Can I say, Harley? Let me explain. I'll explain what's going on, with Ralph.
Why? Are
Ralph.
Asking questions. Like
in his perfect world would have been in bed a half hour ago.
Yeah, we are way.
We're
past
also
my bedtime.
We're also supposed to be done a half right, hour ago, but we're also at the end of the show time normally now.
Oh, so that's
now.
What it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
so he wants to.
My OCD wants me to wrap up the show.
You guys aren't getting paid is not what it is.
Oh. Yeah, exactly.
No. That's a real Jew dig. That was a real Jew dig right there.
Yes, Harley.
Oh my God, you guys' lives are so fucking hard.
No, not at all.
Girl,
I got a baby at home.
Like, what
by the way,
fuck?
Harley, I'm sorry that I'm trying to illuminate the beautiful young lady that is here for the reason that she's here.
With all these hot
fuck Ralph.
Fuck me.
Fuck these kikes.
I'm trying to allow the young lady that is here, allowing her moment to shine.
It's amazing.
Harley,
can
let's
suck
break
my dick
the tension.
Yeah.
Harley, we should break the tension with your bush. I'm just saying.
I tried to pull it out.
Where is
bush? Where is bush? Bush, 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 bush. Bush,
you better
bush,
not.
Bush.
You better
listen,
not.
Listen, it's not about the bush right now. It's about the contest.
It's about the poem.
Contest, it's about contest, the contest, contest all of a contest. Sudden.
But right. If you're
so
really going to pull it out, then
so
do
maybe,
it.
So maybe
pull
next it time out. We can have all of us back together.
By the way, I have to say this. I love her swagger. Everything Absolutely. About her is fucking great.
But I would just say, for
thank
the record,
you.
Nothing unites
tell.
A room
like some bush.
Listen,
like
so bush.
Bush.
We're on the topic. She was.
No, I want to hear a poem. We have to give her her moment.
Yeah, but Paige, by the way, everything about you is speaking to me. Go.
Thank you. My talent is me. All that you see, I fought to be. The power I found through the sting. I'm the queen of my ring. I am me. Everything I fought to be, you will never take from me. I am free.
That's right, Robin.
That
that's going
to
that, was that okay?
That's going to you, Ralph, since you're a retired fucking NYPD piece of shit.
Yo. Right there.
Hey, Cap. That was under pressure. So
I liked everything about it. Paige speaks to me.
Hey, Cap.
Hey, Cap.
You did. See?
Paige speaks to me.
Kindred spirit.
So what I kind of want to piggyback off of was like, that was.
I think Colin's going to end up fucking Harley at the end of the episode.
Cute. Meaning I know that you could slay and put some more like meaningful.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So that was
and that's
cute.
Coming from Harley, who's alt-right.
Listen. So that was cute. I literally saw everything. I
what are you giving a four?
Four.
Harley's the
four.
Sweetheart.
Five,
yeah,
four.
Right, five.
That's
what
better than the three.
Five, for sure.
Five, five, but four.
That's not a five now.
There wasn't even bush.
I'll pull out my bush.
That, and it was great.
So I'm going to do a four because I feel like you literally just created what you want to do moving forward.
Yeah. Sure.
So this is a four.
That's what
you
I said.
My,
had an option
you,
to give it
Jay,
to
you. No matter, exactly no matter what this contest is, you have my support 100,000% and you have my nonprofit backing you up 1,000%.
Can she crash at your place for a week?
Not even that.
Right, Paige, thank you so much.
I just bought a car.
All right, one last.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Audrey's coming back in for the last round. And we're gonna...
Very good.
She's awesome.
She reminds me of home for some reason.
Something about her. She's,
and it's
I just
a familiar
dig her vibe.
Feeling. It's good.
You know,
listen,
that,
I've
now
never
you just lost
vibed. I've never vibed.
All right, Paige, thank
keep
you so much.
Say something bad about Paige.
Keep,
James
keep,
is coming
keep,
here and
keep
Jamaican
you
out fuck
secret.
Your shit
I love,
up.
I see you, girl.
Oh, shit. James.
You think he won't, dude?
I think he's taking me down.
You ever fight a black guy with dreads and a sword?
I think he decided I was going down at the beginning of the show.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Did we get a fucking full-on costume change?
There's no bush there.
Oh.
Not a chance.
Audrey is coming back in for the
it
talent portion
happened.
Of the show.
Hi. It just happened. Oh,
it's Audrey, we don't
talent.
Know what your talent is. What is
Audrey,
your
talent? Audrey, how old are your kids? You have kids? Multiple?
A 2-year-old.
Yes, mommy.
Wait a minute.
You don't have to say. You don't have to say. I'm just saying, like, man, you're going to be like such
got,
like the mom.
No, whoa,
everybody
whoa, whoa.
Him over.
She goes,
whoa, you
she
didn't
goes,
warn
I got
her.
One. She goes, I got
you didn't
this.
Warn
she
her
goes,
just
I got,
now.
I got one
no,
2-year-old.
I
got one.
So 9 times out of 10, there's a warning like, hey, okay, we're rolling in 1, 2, 3. Hey, we're rolling.
I'm just
it's
saying.
Not, it's not that there is no
so you have a, you have,
hiding anything, nothing.
You have a
so,
single
again,
child
one, two,
that is
three,
two.
Cutting you off. 1, 2, 3, rolling.
A single
Harley,
baby.
Harley
there we
is
go.
Dominating you, dude.
Harley!
Dude, she is dude, owning
she's
no,
making
I
you
want,
look like
I want
a
my
rookie
girls
tonight.
To look amazing.
Ralph
like,
looks
what the
like a rookie.
Fuck?
I'm giving her space, Colin.
No, dude.
Are
you're getting dominated.
Are
no, you're
you?
Gonna be. You're gonna be a.
Look at this.
Audrey, what is your talent?
I gotta get some talent. I'm gonna dance a little bit.
Oh, wait. Do we need music?
Your kids.
I handled it.
Oh, I love that.
Your kids' friends are going to be obsessed.
Yeah, already you're, well, you're too young. Oh, wait. Oh, I'm going to raise my music.
Oh, Ralph, this was your bar mitzvah song.
That makes me very young, by the way. Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah. It was like your bar mitzvah.
Listen,
there goes the only thing I didn't care that was on.
Yeah, man.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Wow.
Put that on your bush. Does it smell like your hands?
Where have our hands been?
Right. So to the audio listeners, Audrey is doing a striptease.
Oh.
She's putting a
glove.
Little dancey action to Big J.
You guys, this is fucking sexy.
Jay's so gone smattle.
Jay's getting a lot of action tonight.
Bralette. Literally.
You always going to be the belle of the ball.
Oh, wait. What? Yeah!
Bush.
Just the tip.
What a talent.
Wow, Jay's already pulled out the five.
Dude, put them together. You got yourself a 10.
Just right. The tip,
wow.
Though.
Wow.
Hey, I said, tip of the bush.
I'm sorry. Mine's out already. It's done.
Listen, tip of the bush.
Fives.
Fives.
Five. Give it. Take your five.
Fucking just take my fucking five.
Take my five.
My fucking five.
Let me go to the ATM. I'm going to get some more.
Can we do another number?
Fives all around. Five.
First clean sweep of the night.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
What
can you not? Can you possibly hold back? I'm gonna guess no.
Like,
let it roll.
All you guys here, but
no, you don't.
Oh, shut up.
Can I say this? Well, you go first. Go ahead, get your thing out.
No.
Get your thing out.
Get it out. Get it out.
Where's my gag?
Where's my gag?
Oh my! How long have you been in the industry?
Which industry?
Listen. Yo, touche, motherfucker.
Harley's trying to pimp you.
Harley's playing checkers. You're playing chess.
No.
Harley, settle down, fucking Mr. Green Jeans.
Oh, shit. There's a fight about to break out.
Wow.
Hi, are you guys
you know what
this
say? Just went deep. You needed some protection, mama.
Are you guys staying cozy in your little fucking seats that you guys made yourselves?
What?
I'm not doing that. I'm launching my own production company, which literally just launched this week. So here I am doing this fucking show.
But she's...
So literally, no... Not only that, but here I am. I'm a human being. I'm fucking living in anxiety. I'm freaking the fuck out. I'm like, oh my God, I'm doing fucking research on you fucking motherfuckers. And I'm like, over here. I fucking show up with a hot house full of like hot ass girls, and not only that, but like, dude.
If you're gonna look for this rant you just went on to be look normal, you shouldn't be waving around a bottle.
By the way, my favorite part. Can I say this? My
favorite part is that Bud Light. Fucking comfortable.
Audrey points to me and goes, "I just want to be cool."
And then moving forward with all these.
Audrey, you are
my favorite moment of the whole show.
Audrey, I'm taking back my five.
Shannon. Let's
do
this.
Bring all the girls.
Let's bring in all the girls. We got to get our points.
Is that yours?
Shannon, you have all the total?
I'm joking.
All right, bring in all the girls. Bring in all the girls, please.
We can be here all night.
By the way, before we announce the winner to Harley, to Audrey, to Paige, to Martha, and everyone here tonight, thank you so much. This was a fucking blast for me. I love that. Getting out of the fucking house.
Oh my God, not even that, but like.
Oh, yeah, salute.
Thank you, all the ladies here.
To Harley's new endeavor.
To that badass guy that's
did you offer Audrey a drink? Are the girls a drink?
No, we did not yet, but we will. And
you
to
are
that guy
a
that's
shitty
gonna,
host.
I think he's rolling a joint right now, it looks like, and he's going to kill me in about 20 minutes.
You're goddamn right, dude. You didn't even know there was AK-47s in New York City.
He brought it in.
He's about to uncork on
you.
Hey,
thank you. For my last 30 seconds of my life, I appreciate you being here.
He's going to, you know, some kind of fucking voodoo shit.
Ladies, by the way, Lainey, thank you so much for making this happen. Ani and Shannon and...
By the way, there are some bonus points right now for some bush. Just so you know, there's an ability to crawl back.
Well, I had one, then I shaved it.
Well, when we say bush, we just mean Annie.
Colin just needs to see some sniz. That's what we say.
Please. I'm married. I'm Catholic.
All right, we'll see you. That's Harley, everybody. Oh,
Harley's gone.
Great. Okay. She's gonna go puke or shit
or both.
Or maybe she's just starting her own podcast.
Ladies, all three of you, thank you so much for being a part of this. This was a blast. Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful girls. So sweet. Thank you, girls, so much for listening to our bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, you really were fucking awesome. This was so much fun.
We're idiots.
What did you do that quickly? You didn't piss that quickly. There's no fucking way.
Shit, believe it or not.
Like, you know, like my hot girls behind the scenes. Like,
I don't know what happened there. Okay, Shannon, as we all have our headphones on, we're going to hear the...
guys, while we tally up the scores, Harley's going to show her bush, everybody.
And
yes,
go.
Harley. Come on, Harley.
Harley,
this is your moment. This is your beautiful
Shannon,
moment.
Start from third place to first place, please.
Okay, so it's all very, very close.
It's all very close. You guys can't hear this because the mics on our headphones aren't on, but she said it's all very close.
By the way, before we even give the scores, all three... Fucking smoking
really
hot.
Great. I mean, smoking awesome. Hot. By the way, you all really brought it. Everything about this
Come
was
on.
Great.
Moms, the fuck out of here.
God damn it.
Who has the most kids? Can we ask?
I now that, two.
Two?
Oh, wow.
One, okay. One, two?
I have one and she's one.
One is one, two, and one was 17.
And 13.
And 13, and one, it's two.
Wow.
Right? Because you went
My daughter's
14
two.
Abortions.
Six. Oh, dear.
All right, Shannon, let's hear.
Okay, so third place is.
Third place.
Martha.
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 How many points?
No, that's amazing. 51. That's amazing.
How many?
51 points.
51 points for Martha. Martha, you were awesome.
Martha and me and Demra became a couple during all this.
Yeah, I think you guys are dating, and she's
so
your mom.
Amazing.
She's my mom.
Surrogate
mommy. She's my character.
You're her sugar daddy. It's all worked out. Okay, next.
Second place is...
Wait.
No, you say first
place. You got to build this... No. You build this up. No, you do. You're right. You say who the runner-up is.
Yeah, she's about to say second place.
But but build it up a little bit. You just went second place is...
I said is, and then I paused,
she
and
then paused.
You cut me
off. You opened your goddamn...
Yeah, it wasn't dramatic enough.
Ralph talked over you.
Shannon, like am I right that Big J opened his big little shit boy mouth?
Big little shit boy mouth.
I don't like that one bit.
Hey, husky guy.
Wow. Fat little shit boy.
Fat little shit boy.
With 52.
Ooh, Ralph, I don't like that one bit. I made it up and I hate it. I don't like you saying it at all.
Oh, I love you.
Oh my God. Fuck, I had the best laugh of my life this week.
Son of a bitch.
I'm over here like biting my nails.
With 52 points.
52 points.
Second place is Paige.
Paige is number, wow, 1 point separated.
1 point.
Paige is in second place.
Hell yeah. So your winner.
So our winner with how many points?
With 55 points.
55 points is Audrey. Wow, God damn it, that was close.
Audrey.
What's the song, Jay?
What's the song?
Here she is. Miss Milf
SDR.
Here for SDR show.
No.
Here she is. She ironically has a Hitler mustache for a bush and she's black.
More
I think
time.
She's here
time.
With James. And James looks like he carries a cane with a sword inside of it. And I don't.
And does backflips very easily.
Welcome up the
One
queen,
last time. Oh,
the
speech,
beautiful,
speech.
Lovely
speech.
Queen.
Speech.
She deserves
Wait, you know,
all this. What the fuck did you just say? I'm
I thought I was
like,
killing it.
You
know what? I think
it.
That
this is a remix.
Wait a minute, we missed
queen,
something.
You deserve.
Let's
we missed something. Hold
queen.
On, we missed one thing. Paige and Paige and Martha should get
Ralph,
there.
Why don't you show some respect and hang out while Harley descends into madness?
Paige and Martha,
fucking typical white man talking over a black lady. Am I right? Come on, lady, show us your bush. Show us your bush.
These guys are like, you know.
Well, I'm saying this.
What are you
Here's
doing?
What I'm saying. Paige and Martha deserve to get their social medias on the show before we wrap it up. That's
Absolutely.
All I'm saying.
I put it out there. I know you're kind of like on a...
Do the things.
That's what I'm
yeah,
saying. Before we...
Before
we give our winner all
I
of the accolades, let's
kinda,
let Paige and Martha
pass, so we're kind of past the winning.
There,
so we're gonna do your advertising
no,
right now.
Okay,
so
they don't want
to
okay.
Nuts.
This they don't want
to.
All right.
1, 2, 3. Here we go. Taking the show.
You're right. Okay, let's do this.
Wow.
So they're not coming in.
Wow.
So
anti-class.
Are you guys coming in to do this or no? Do you want to get? And if you don't want to, that's fine.
Of course.
Okay, that's good. So
I thought our queen was on a show of Bush one more time.
Well, maybe. Well, let's allow the runner-up their moment in the spotlight to give your social media or anything else you want to plug.
Oh, me? All right.
Anything you want to plug, Paige?
I want to plug myself because I do freelance modeling and music videos. And my Instagram is _gold_like24k_.
Okay, gold_gold_like24k_.
So from my understanding, you're new. You're a newbie.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow, you're new.
I'm not that new, but I'm
poet.
New.
But like you jumped in new.
Love the poetry.
So I want to say, yeah, and literally all of these ladies behind the glass.
Well, that's James. He's not a lady.
James.
And that's Paco.
I feel like James could have came third in this competition.
Harley, what did you drink? Boric acid?
Thank you.
Hi, Paige. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Paige, yeah.
All right, now Audrey, our winner of the evening.
Yay!
Congratulations. Not only the crown, the roses, the cash. Wow. We love anything you want to plug.
We love you. You're
absolutely
first.
So I am the May June issue of Taboo magazine.
Wow.
So you can find it on the stands, and it comes with a free DVD, to what I'm told. I do have some extra issues coming to me.
Hell yeah.
So,
issues as in like magazines.
Yes,
content.
They'll be signed.
Keep so what is your Twitter handle? Twitter.
Mine is Audrey LOV on Twitter. On Instagram is The Audrey Love.
L-O-V-E. That again, so that way we
the
know.
Audrey
do you live in a place
Love.
With good public schools? I always say, if you're going to be in the industry, you got to stay in public schools. Every time they go into the private schools, it's a whole
listen,
thing.
I'm in Bed-Stuy.
With adult performers.
Jewish? You can't say
I'm
this.
I'm in Bed-Stuy.
True.
I'm in Bed-Stuy.
Shut up, we just had a big story about a girl. It's like, if they try to put them in private
listen,
school,
I'm
they're getting
really?
Roughed
everyone's
up.
Everyone's
yeah.
trying to read the whole fucking
No, Jesus Lord. No, Philippians, for sure.
No.
All right. Audrey, say your Instagram one more time.
It's The Audrey Love.
All one word, no underscores.
No underscores.
All right, Audrey, all congratulations. Thank you for being
thank
the first
you.
SDR MILF winner.
Wow, MILF of the year.
All ladies, thank you so much. That was really great.
22
fun.
Years old, MILF
let's
of the year.
Smoke a cigarette before we do ads, 20. Please.
Oh,
say again?
I'll take it.
We got to wrap up real quick. Let's wrap up and
do
smoke.
Before
we
do ads.
All right, of course. So we're going to wrap the show up right now. First of all, everybody, not only the girls, but Harley, thank you so much. Colm, thank you so much. Lainey, thank you so much. Ani and Shannon. Let's do plugs really quick. Colm, we'll start with you.
Are you okay?
Oh, you can check out my podcast, The Wizard of Pod. It's available everywhere. I'm also on YouTube/ Colm Tyrrell. Every Friday, I stream live at 1 p.m. So go check that out. And if you want to see me live, just follow me on social media at Colm Tyrrell across everything. And I'll be promoting out all the shows that I do.
Oh, okay. Colin's hilarious, man. He's been on Skanks a bunch of times now, too. Dude, he's fucking funny.
Thank you,
dude,
and
man.
Thanks for coming on, dude. That was a lot of fun.
No, this is great. This
Harley,
was so
your,
much
your
fun.
Turn, please. Let it fly. Let's hear what you're plugging.
I don't know, but what do you want me to plug in?
Fucking social justice.
Show us your box.
All right, so you guys,
I
can literally find me on the notorious, the one and only Harley Dean's XXX OnlyFans. And then I literally just launched my own production company.
Harley, I'm going to whack off to so much of your stuff this week because you're nutty and hot.
I'm not going to go crazy. As soon as
and not only that, but like
on the
so...
train home.
And also she hates me, which is going to be making me really happy.
Oh, my God, no.
How much you hate Ralph?
So
it makes me so horny.
Ralph hates me like on
another
level.
That's
because
he's racist.
So I want to like a girl.
He's totally racist.
He's a racist guy.
Ralph's actually a racist.
So like not even that, but like dude, like what the fuck?
You just want that guy to kill me the second the show's
Ralph. The Holocaust didn't happen.
I want to incorporate like something like really hot.
He said
sexy.
George Floyd was a thief.
So like I'm thinking like fucking like four badass hottest fucking models. Like you know I have a script and so I'm gonna play it out.
I could do
movie.
The acting part, but the fucking part I'm gonna let you down.
You know so maybe you could be like my forensic computer guy. The one sitting in the haunted. So what I'm thinking is
Jay
punch.
Screams.
Watch you get I'll watch you get
I'm starting a new podcast on this network called Harley Speaks to Big Jay.
I'll be the husband. I'll be the husband of the video. It's like, oh my God. Why are these black guys gangbanging you?
Right, wait, we got to wrap it. Jay, plugs.
Huh?
Plugs.
Do we have to?
Yeah, I do have to. My plugs. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. In 2 weekends, I'll be in Buffalo, New York at Helium. A bunch of dates coming up on the road now. I got a whole Maryland. Fucking Austin, Texas. I'm doing in Austin, Texas, actually, the 28th and 29th. I'll be doing a new crowd work album taping.
Oh, awesome.
At the New Creek in the Cave in Austin, Texas. Come check
when
it out.
When is that?
And also 28th, 29th. And the 27th, we're doing live Legion of Skanks from the Creek in the Cave.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to come out for one of those for sure. Absolutely. Shannon, your plugs?
Sorry,
we're wrapping up. Here.
Bonfire is back. Faction Talk, Sirius XM, 103, 5 to 7 p.m. Mondays through Thursdays. And available as a podcast on Stitcher. Wherever you get the podcast from.
This is in New York, yeah.
It is. Watch my watch my Netflix special and blah blah blah.
Okay, Shannon.
New York.
Follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is
Ding.
We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts.
Ani.
And follow me at Ani_Moosh on Instagram and Twitter. Yes.
All right, just follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton. I don't have a song of the week. Anything you want to hear?
Nobody cares.
I want to smoke a cigarette so bad.
Is that a song?
Yes.
I'm not a jerk.
It's by the Georgia Satellites.
How about I smoke a cigarette and you eat?
Do you have a song you like to hear, Colin, as we wrap it up?
How about it?
Are you married?
Which one?
Are you married?
No.
Relationship?
That's no, dude.
You can totally get pussy.
Yo, don't ask a guy like that live on it.
Come on now.
So, Ralph, why
aren't you eating a pussy right now, stupid?
Yeah, play some Arctic Monkeys or something.
Okay, I love you guys so much.
I will see you next week on the SDR show.
That's a good one.
Arctic Monkeys. All right, then. All right, see you next week.
Color in your cheeks. Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summer in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? There's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow when I play it on.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.